here at the 2019 CUNA GAC in Washington, D.C. Look, we've got a whole group of four.
It's cozy.
Yeah, it's very cozy here in the studio lounge. Okay, Jennifer Oliver, Chris Odie, South Bay Credit Union, and then Greg Smith, CU Northwest, the president. How are you guys?
Great.
Everyone?
Fantastic.
Yeah? The show hasn't even started yet. Look at you guys.
I know. Well,
oh, we're ready.
Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, ready to go, huh? Now you have energy. Let's talk on Wednesday.
Exactly. Right. It's Sunday and I'm already wearing a suit, so
yeah.
Not a particularly great Sunday.
You're wearing your Sunday best. Come on.
I am.
Right? All right. All right. So we're talking about partnering for success, vendor partnerships, taking it to another level. And this is a growing issue in our industry and working with vendors because there's so many of them now and everyone doing their due diligence, especially credit unions. So where do we want to go with this? Jen, let you go first, because you guys obviously are taking it to another level. So let's find out what this level is.
So South Bay, you know, we've been able to have just a ton of accomplishments over the last several years. And a lot of it has to do with the relationships that we forged through with our partners. We take our relationships to another level. It's not just a vendor. When we sign a contract and forge a relationship, we like to participate in the success of both the organization and then manage that relationship and how it helps us. Mm-hmm. So we take it to another level. So,
okay.
One of the things, I'm on the board of the directors for CU Northwest.
Okay.
And so, again, that's my way of giving back to our community and to our relationship, but also to make sure that I'm really plugged in with what this partnership can do for us.
Mm-hmm. Greg, I want to get your take on this because you're on the other end of this partnership. So give us your take.
Well, I mean, the one thing to understand about CU Northwest is that we are a core provider that is cooperative, and we are formed as a cooperative. So Jen is an owner. All of our credit unions that participate with us are owners in our firm. So that changes our perspective quite a bit.
No doubt.
We focus on more our ears than our mouths most of the time. Mm-hmm. Our job is to listen to the hopes and the dreams of the credit union and then partner with them in creating either technology solutions or partnerships that facilitate that. Now, we can create an environment for that, and we can be disruptive with price and approach, but it takes creativity and passion on the part of the credit union, not just on the management side, but also in their boardroom as well to make that happen. So
what's, I mean, taking it to another level, what's different working with South Bay as opposed to maybe some other credit unions out there? How have they taken it?
Well, South Bay not only picks up our technology and then works with other credit unions on how they've used the technology, but then South Bay inspires new changes or new ways of implementing that technology. Jen is very active in our boardroom, but also in our user groups. Her people are always there with innovation ideas. We need, just like any other co-op, just like a credit union, our success is directly correspondent to the participation and the passion of our members, members being the credit unions that
got
do business
that right.
with us.
Yeah. So. Let's get the board perspective, Mr. Chris Odie. So get your take on this, because you're looking at it from yet another angle. So what do you see?
Yeah, here? I come from a couple different angles. Obviously, as the chairman of the board of South Bay, I want to see us do as well as possible. But having been in this business for 25 years and having demoed core and sold core and trained core and installed core, I've seen core relationships go very well and I've seen them go horribly bad.
Yeah.
And it's always, almost infallibly, it comes down to the credit union's participation with their core vendor, right? You can take one of the lousy cores from one of the big players and you can make it work for you.
Sure.
Depending upon your communication with your core provider.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things I told Jennifer when we first hired her was get involved in everything you can. Get on every board you can.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we went through the core search, it's been 5-6 years now. It's been a while since we converted to CU Northwest. I said, get as involved as you can. Let's find somebody that we participate in. And she brought CU Northwest to the table. I met Greg and I was immediately, it's just a different way of doing things.
Mm-hmm.
It's a much different way. If you're a Jack Henry or a Fiserv client, they're fine solutions. You can get them to work,
sure.
But it's a different relationship. And that's why if you're a credit union looking at a core solution, don't ask them how they do a deposit, right? They all do the deposit the same basic way, right? There's only so many ways you could do that. I'm tired of that.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
I'm tired of that stupid question on RFP. So,
pet peeve. So am I, Chris.
Yeah, pet peeve. But pick the vendor that you can develop the relationship with. And that's what we have here. It's a true partnership. And Jen gets involved and Greg gets involved. And we're not afraid to adopt new technologies. He's not afraid to develop new technologies. Whoa, there's an innovative thought for you. Mm-hmm. A core provider developing new technologies.
Yeah.
And he's not afraid to try things. He's like us, right? Not afraid to try things, and they may or may not
work. Right. Well, and the core and credit union relationship is probably one of the closest you'll have, especially at conversion time. So how is that working between you guys? Because it's always evolving, and the more you guys collaborate, the better it is.
True.
Absolutely. We have had a tremendous success. I mean, we've doubled our asset size. We've increased our loan portfolio by 350%. We increased our efficiency of processing loans by 300%. All those numbers are great, and we have to take a lot of credit for that as well. But if it wasn't for a good, strong partnership in a system that provide us a vehicle to create these efficiencies, we wouldn't be where we are today. Certainly, I can't give it all to the core as part of the responsibility for that success. It really is a combination of things, but certainly the relationship and the ability and the freedom to get onto other business besides dealing with the core system has opened up a lot of opportunity for us.
What you've gained in this relationship, have you taken it to other credit unions? Hey, you know what? This is how we work with South Bay.
You bet. I mean, absolutely. There is a whole nother level to the Northwest mission, which is to stimulate collaboration amongst credit unions, to use passion and inspiration from one end of the industry to stimulate or, you know, give others ideas. I think it is a totally different approach to partnering strategically with our credit unions, but it goes even a little bit further than that. We're actually structured to remove barriers to entry, to lower the risk for credit unions to, like Jen says, fail forward fast. We want them to get involved, but we know that that sometimes takes time to build an audience, and that can sometimes create some risk. So we're actually set up the way we structure the company, which of course is being driven and managed by credit unions. I mean, this is their company.
Yeah, we own it.
Right.
Yeah, we own it.
We own it and we act like we own it. She acts like she owns it.
Well, you have skin in the game.
Yes,
exactly right.
You want to take care
of
it.
Big difference.
Yeah.
We also build tools into the product that actually do that. There's not money, direct revenue, to a standard core provider in creating collaborative tools that just help one credit union talk to another, or remove a barrier for one credit union to be able to share a facility with another credit union, or share intelligence with another credit union. Those things are built natively. We've actually built tools into our core that are very unique because they're motivated by our cooperative mentality and not so much open market drive the bottom line.
Yeah, this is a real world example. One of our credit unions had a massive remodel and literally took her computer over to the other credit union and was able to serve their members right out of the branch without doing anything, not making any crazy switches or network boxes. So it really is much easier than to take it on the road and collaborate. I have partnerships with other credit unions that I'm able to forge because we have this like-minded set of tools that can communicate with each other. So it makes it really much easier.
Yeah, and you guys can collaborate. Hey, what are you doing that's working? They can talk, hey, what are you doing that's working? And hey, let's implement it, right?
The other thing that's really simple about the way the tool set works, that's partly why we're able to do things like the pop-up branch that we had an interview about, is because we already had this whole ability to take I have the entire credit union on a laptop, and I can take it where I need to go and do the things
that's
I need
amazing.
To do.
That's
so
amazing.
All these tool sets kind of help us, goes right back to the member and the way that we can serve the member in a more effective and efficient manner.
Indeed. All right, wrap up question for you guys, because we could talk about this for another 2 hours easily. All right, I'm going to ask each of you advice that you would give maybe a board advice you would give another vendor or another credit union advice. So I'll go with you first, Chris, and we'll end up with Jen over here. So what advice would you give for other boards out there in trying to up the ante in your vendor partnership?
I think the biggest piece is to treat your board as a living organism, right? It's growing. People are coming in, people are being born into it, people are dying off of it, right? People are coming on, people are leaving. You have to treat the board as a living organism. Otherwise, if it just stays static and stale, your credit, guess what? Your credit union is going to be static and stale, and you're going to be one of the guys who disappears.
Greg, from the vendor's perspective, what advice?
Well, from a vendor perspective, I would say invest in those that you serve. They are who keeps you alive. But also invest in other partnerships and consider alliances. I really think there are amazing things that could be done if CORS would get together and make the transfer of information easier. I'll take any calls from anybody right now.
Wow, that's
let's open
that's a
that big door.
Wow.
Let's open the door.
That would be interesting to see. That would be a capital I interesting. So, all right, credit advice for other credit unions to get to, like you say, take that.
Well, I'd say whatever you got to do, you have to participate. I gain so much information from the boardroom in just using the product a little bit different. To knowing what the roadmap is, to building my strategic plan, to know what other partnerships to forge, because this one's going to be addressed within my family, and this one might not be addressed within my family, so I'll go outside. So it really, having that kind of grasp about what's happening is really, really critical. And the other thing I would say is invest in partners who care. Who care on the long term about you. I don't feel like we're just a paycheck or an income stream. Like he mentioned, you know, he's in it for the success of the organization, and I feel that we're partly successful because of that relationship.
Yeah. Because we participate. Decisions get made by people who show up.
That's right.
And if you don't show up, don't sit back and complain.
Right, right. It's what you put into it is what you get out
exactly.
of it, basically. Sure. Sounds like that's the theme of our message here.
That is the theme of our message. And that's one to grow on.
Wrap that up.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you,
Mike.
For a few minutes. Appreciate the time, as always. And is there anything you guys aren't doing great? My gosh, this game. Every month you guys are doing something fantastic.
So skiing. That is mean. Oh, my gosh.
Jennifer can't ski.
Look at this. What a great relationship. Boom.